see.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. I'm going to talk about the need for vaccination for vaccine-preventable hepatitis and methadone maintenance treatment. This was really a project to a screening for the prevalence of hepatitis A, B, and C for our program to really assess this need. How do I do this? I have no relationships to disclose. As you probably know, injecting and non-injecting drug users are at a high risk of infection with viral hepatitis. Hepatitis A and B are vaccine-preventable diseases, and really there's no reason for any of our patients not to be immunized. Most of our patients are 40 to 50 years old, so the requirements now, at least in New York, I don't know about the whole state, for vaccination, there's childhood vaccination for hepatitis B, but I think most of our patients miss that. Co-infection with HCV and either HIV and hepatitis B may lead to a worsening of liver disease, fulminant hepatitis, hepatocellular carcinoma, and death. The aim of the study was to determine the prevalence of viral hepatitis markers in a large methadone program in New York City and assess the need for vaccination. So for those of you who don't know, the Beth Israel Medical Center Methadone Maintenance Treatment Program, we serve approximately 6,500 active patients at 18 clinics in New York City. We have approximately 1,500 new patients which are admitted, and about 1,500 patients leave the methadone program annually. So what we did over a two-year period was screen over 8,000 patients, individual patients, for the HIV total antibody, hepatitis B surface antigen, hepatitis B core antibody, hepatitis B surface antibody, and for HCV antibody. So of the 8,060 patients who were screened over the 2 years, not all had complete screening performed because of incomplete lab requisitions. This was a real-world project, and it takes a while to train everyone to check the right boxes. But of those that were screened for hepatitis B, 35% of those tested were susceptible. 15% had isolated HBV core antibody positive. Less than 1% were HBV surface antigen positive, which is actually less than we expected. It's usually reported to be about 1 to 2% in this population. And 27% were HBV immune by natural disease, 23% were immune by vaccination, and 35% were still susceptible to hepatitis A. So overall, 50% were susceptible to either HIV, HBV, or both, and required vaccination. The prevalence of HCV in this population was 56% were exposed to HCV and were antibody positive. 17% of the patients who were HCV antibody positive were also susceptible to hepatitis C. 17% of patients who were hepatitis C antibody positive were susceptible to HBV, so they were not immune. 22% of patients who were HCV antibody positive were still susceptible to HIV. And overall, 31% of the patients who were hepatitis C antibody positive susceptible positive were susceptible to hepatitis A and or hepatitis B and required vaccination and were at very high risk of becoming co-infected. We managed to screen 1,029 patients of our patients who were screened for both hepatitis C and had a complete hepatitis B screening. Of those, 93% or 954 were co-infected with, had isolated HBV core antibody positive and HCV, which left only 7% of the 1,029 who did not have HCV to have the isolated core antibody positive. Those without hepatitis C antibody were significantly more likely than those without the hepatitis C antibody to have isolated hepatitis B quarantine body positive. I'm getting confused, so if you're confused, I'll totally understand. So 24% of those patients who were hepatitis C antibody positive versus 2% who were not hepatitis C antibody positive had isolated core antibody positive for hepatitis B. Did I say that right? Okay, thank you. The p-value was 0.001, odds ratio 12.5, 90%, 5% confidence interval 9.8 to 16. So these were significant results. Hepatitis C, this just puts it simply, if I didn't explain it right, I suppose. So 56% of our patients were exposed, 43% were non-infected, 0% were unknown because we probably didn't check the right box on the form, so we didn't get a result out of the 8,060 screened, and 25 had a borderline result. For those that were hepatitis B screened, we found that 31% were still susceptible to hepatitis B. 20% were immunized by vaccination, so their surface antibody was positive and they didn't have a core antibody. 24% were immune by natural disease and had core antibody present. 1% had active infection, so that would be a hepatitis B surface antigen positive, and 14% had isolated HBV core antibody positive. A large number had incomplete screening for hepatitis B, again, to our slight box problem, but I don't think there was any bias here. It was just perhaps the PA weren't, you know, one or two PAs weren't doing this properly. Okay. Hepatitis A, it's hard to tell whether they're immune by vaccination. Well, you can't tell whether they're immune by vaccination versus natural infection. So 57% were immune. 31% were susceptible, 12% were not screened. So there was still a large proportion of our patients that were susceptible. Again, here we go back to the 1,029 patients screened for both hepatitis C and had a complete hepatitis B screening for all three markers. 7% were hepatitis C antibody negative and 93% were HCV positive. So, to conclude, I don't know if there's a time thing here, 56% of our methadone patients were hepatitis C antibody positive, which indicated prior infection with hepatitis C or exposure. This rate is lower than has previously been reported in similar populations of drug users and treatment. I like to think perhaps it's because of our harm reduction philosophy, but I really have no idea why we have a lower rate than other programs. I don't know if anyone else wants to guess. There's a notably high number of patients with isolated hepatitis B core antibody positive who are also HCV antibody positive. That's 93% of those screened. Patients with HCV antibody were significantly more likely than those without HCV antibody to have isolated HBV core antibody positive, possibly indicating occult HBV co-infection. So we really don't know if these people are co-infected or not with HBV, which is important as far as counseling, and also if we actually do manage to treat our patients for hepatitis C and eradicate the virus, it's possible that the HBV can become an active disease. So they need to be counseled about this, and it'd be nice to know what their risk is. Over one-third of the patients with hepatitis B were susceptible to hepatitis B and A, and with 50% susceptible to and or both. So over 50% of our patients need to be vaccinated. Among the hepatitis C antibody patients, 31% were susceptible to HAV and or HBV, highlighting the need for ongoing hepatitis screening and vaccination programs for methadone patients. So this is a group of patients that were especially at risk. So I just wanted to comment on the fact that this screening was done after we received over 10,000 Twinrix vaccines from SAMHSA as part of their program, and we managed to screen to vaccinate with an 85% completion rate almost 3,000 patients with three doses of Twinrix. So we just vaccinated blindly without screening them. So this screening afterwards are the results after that mass vaccination campaign. So I think in those clinics that were not exposed, based on some other research that was going on at the same time, only 18% were immune to both A and B. It was much lower rate. So recently we actually took another 10,000 doses, which I was just discussing with Ashley, and we've vaccinated about another 3,000 using the accelerated schedule. So it'll be interesting to see actually how many become immune, also checking in between the three doses and the fourth dose. So I hope we'll be able to collect that data. Thank you.
We've got 5 minutes for questions.
Speed presenting.
Well, I actually have a couple. Run them all at once or one at a time. Okay. Your anti-core only seems very high. So did you vaccinate those? Did you do PCR to see if you could find virus?
No, we didn't because we don't. We're lucky that we can screen our patients, so that's one step at a time. The HBV DNA testing we haven't been able to do on them because it's not covered under methadone maintenance.
But did you vaccinate them?
This was
to see if they respond.
That's interesting. Yes, we have vaccinated. The first time we vaccinated, we didn't screen anyone, so we just vaccinated.
Right.
So they were all vaccinated if they happened to pass through the screening process, the vaccination blitz. And the second time, those who were isolated HBV core antibody, we did decide to vaccinate as well. So we'll be following up and seeing if they converted with that. It may have boosted it.
We have an overlapping study and a subgroup of them. There were about 35. We did have DNA testing, and only one was positive. We isolated towards the other one. But that was a random subset of your men tests.
Was that patient HIV positive?
No.
Sorry.
I think the fact that you see such a high percentage of the anti-core onlys who are hepatitis C positive may indicate cross-reaction or risk factors, and they truly are positive.
It's interesting. Well, I mean, it just might be competitive inhibition of the two infections. But so far, the DNA has been low.
And my last question, did you break it down by IV versus non-IV drug users?
We don't really have that information.
Oh,
but
okay.
Most of our patients have a history of IV drug use at least some point. What do you think? For people who are doing research and asking them, yeah. Did you want to say something?
In the subset, we had hepDNA sample. We did try and look at whether the hepi isolated core was associated with hep C through that being a marker for longer years of drug.
Right.
And if that did not fall, spread that was sufficiently controlled. It seemed like the hep C association was real or not. Independent of years of drug use or age.
Would you think that means they're more immune compromised because of the hepatitis C?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I've hogged the questions. Any others? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.